And welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. Of course, the fifth Wednesday belongs to Big Stone Therapies. And in our studios right now, we have Autumn Runglin and Brandy Merritt from Big Stone Therapies. And thanks for coming in the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I see you're excited to be here, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, Autumn, first of all, why don't you introduce yourself, and then Brandy can introduce herself and get to know you a little bit before we talk about our subject today.
Yeah. My name is Autumn Runglin. I have been an occupational therapist with Big Stone Therapies now for almost 12 years here in October. I am a certified lymphedema therapist and a therapeutic pain specialist certification as well as LSVT Big and Loud for people with Parkinson's. I have three kids.
Your education, Autumn? Where'd you go?
I went to the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks.
Nice. I was teasing Autumn before we went on the air. The last time she was in the studio, when she walked out of the studio, she had a baby, right?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes. Not happening today.
Not happening today, right? All right, great. Brandy, how about you?
Hi, I'm Brandy Merritt. I have been working for Big Stone for just over a year. I graduated from OT school last April through the University of Mary up in Fargo.
Okay.
I am...
Originally from?
Originally from Canby, Minnesota.
All right. You got to get that in there, right?
Yeah. I am newborn sleep certified.
Oh.
And...
what does that mean?
I took a continuing education course to give resources to parents who are expecting or... have a newborn baby, and I just give recommendations for creating a proper sleep environment and just overall helping with the first few months of life, as it can sometimes be exhausting.
Yeah. So. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Your education was at St. Mary's in where?
University of Mary in Fargo.
Okay, and you graduated from Canby High School?
Yep.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. And Autumn, what are we going to talk about? Both of you are occupational therapists.
Yep.
Yes.
Maybe explain to our listeners exactly what an occupational therapist is.
Yeah. So both Brandy and I work with anyone from pediatrics. So as she said, you could be newborn all the way up to geriatrics. And occupational therapy really works on functional activities of daily living and instrumental activities of daily living that you do, basically anything you do in your life. And up at the clinic here, it can be orthopedic, it could be just generalized weakness, fine motor skills, coordination, lymphedema, pretty much anything that you can think of, we can help with.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Brandy.
Yeah, so like pediatrics will focus a lot on, it could be like fine motor skills, visual, sensory processing. We've had a lot of kiddos for feeding and eating difficulties. Otherwise, for more of the adult population, we could be working with stroke patients or just generalized weakness, balance deficits. That's some of the people we see out in the outpatient setting.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what's your most common thing that you work with as far as an injury or trying to get people back normally? What would you say?
I would say in the wintertime, we see a lot of like wrist injuries, like broken bones, kind of more in that wintertime where we get a lot for that for orthopedic.
Falls, you mean?
Yep. Okay. And as we have an aging population here, that typically we see a lot of that. Carpal tunnel, those kind of things are more common for when we look at our orthopedic population. I think with kids, we're seeing a lot more of like food aversion when we talk about eating. So that's been more prevalent.
What's that mean, food aversion?
Like sensitive to certain tastes and textures of foods.
How do you work with somebody like that? I mean, what do you do?
Just trialing different foods, using like a hierarchy of, can you first tolerate it on your plate to then trying to like smell or lick it and then getting to, well, will you take a bite?
To like it.
Yes. Just exposure to different foods.
In a nice controlled environment. Usually kids that have food aversion also have other sensory processing deficits, so kind of working on that as well like I said, and it helps that it's done in a controlled environment rather than just shoving the food and being like, eat it.
That's what I usually do with my kids.
Yeah.
You're not leaving the table till you eat it. Brandy mentioned something about with elderly people, they have trouble swallowing. I remember you talking about that last time. Talk about a little bit about that. How do you work with somebody that has a hard time swallowing food?
So actually, right now, we send a lot of our patients, we refer them over to speech, language pathology. Oh. We are able to work with it, but at Big Stone Therapies, we typically refer them over to that therapy.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good. All right, anything else you'd like to talk about here?
No, just knowing that we do, like I said, have services. We are the only clinic in the area right now that has a certified lymphedema therapist. So that's abnormal swelling in extremities. It can be whether it's lymphedema or just regular edema. So I think that's pretty important to note of, unless you're planning to go towards like Watertown or Wilmer area, right in this rural area, we're the only clinic that has
that.
Nice.
Good. Brandy, you do work with children more than usual, or?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a little bit of both, okay. But I'm also going to be helping out at the Madison school district this year too, in elementary school and high school. So
okay,
I'll see quite a few kids there.
Good. I just thought another thing: balance is very important. If I had an issue with balance, so how would you work with me? Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, so first we'd obviously do a couple of tests to see kind of where you're at and how far away from you are from norms, understand kind of what your issues may be, look at home environment. I think that's another thing that is important is we do home assessments.
Oh, you do? You go into the homes?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So we can go into the home and see, you know, is there something specific in your environment that's causing falls? Is it a visual field? You know, a lot of times when people have some visual issues, it could be like you're not seeing, like your office right now, your carpet kind of, if you have different visual deficits, your carpet kind of blends in with your wall. So you might not be able to see of like where the endings are and where thresholds are. And that might be highlighting the differences of putting like different colored tape in so that you could see where you should be stepping. So those kind of things. But looking at that, obviously we want to challenge your balance. So it's doing different higher functional balance tasks that we wouldn't recommend that you'd be doing at home by yourself. Challenging it, those kind of things to help make improvements.
Cool. Well, I can attest, I have experience with up at Big Stone Therapy a couple years ago. I was getting dizzy went up there for therapy, and wow, it was amazing. The exercises that you had me do took care of that immediately, you know. It was pretty cool. I always remember that.
Yeah. And I think that's important too. It's not always like an elongated visit. I mean, we can create home exercise programs and have people do them in a short amount of time too. So it's not like you have to come up 10, 12 times. We can also create home exercise programs that help for deficits at home, and you have them carry them out as well.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Autumn Runglin and Brandy Merritt from Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. And Brandy, as we close here, what do you like about working at Big Stone Therapy? So like, you've been here 1 year, you said?
Yeah, I like the variety of different settings. So we're helping out in the long-term care facility down at the hospital, working with anywhere from pediatrics to geriatrics in the outpatient setting. And then I also enjoy going into the home setting too to work with individuals, you know, inside their houses. Yeah.
Yeah, like Autumn said about falls and stuff, I suppose in people's homes they have a throw rug or something like that. That'd be pretty common to trip over and stuff like that, huh?
Interesting.
Autumn, what do you like about, how long have you been at Big Stone Therapies, you said?
In October, it will be 12 years.
Oh, 12 years. So what do you like about Big Stone Therapies?
I think kind of summarizing what Brandy said is the fact of we are a rural healthcare setting, and so I like the variety that we get. And just in therapy in general, I like helping people achieve their goals. Love when someone's excited. It makes you excited as a therapist and the bond that you can connect with your patient. And Big Stone Therapies has been an excellent place to work with the opportunities that they provide with allowing you to get different certifications. I think that's one of the best things about our company.
Okay, good. And if people have questions, how can they contact you guys? Or do you get referred to by a doctor then?
Yep. Okay. You do need a doctor's referral to see us, but definitely just calling up at the clinic. If you have a question, we're more than happy to call you back and see what steps you need to take in order to come see us.
Okay, and Big Stone Therapies over there have really expanded, right?
Yes.
With a number of clinics, right? All over the place.
Oh, yep.
That's cool. All right, real good. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for sharing
about what occupational therapists do. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's Autumn Runglin and Brandy Merritt from Big Stone Therapies, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.